And hello from Dot Local London. We have Gaurav with us. Gaurav, could you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, I'm Gaurav Ariel. I am a senior product manager here at MongoDB, and I specifically work on developer tools. And even more specifically than that, I work on the MongoDB shell and our IDXN.
Nice. And I'm Richmond Alake. I'm going to be your host and party for this segment. So Gaurav, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so today we have two exciting things that we announced at the keynote. One of them is the IntelliJ plugin, which is now in private preview. And the second one is the VS Code Copilot extension, which is now in public preview. And both of them, we've extensively worked with our partners at Microsoft and at JetBrains to develop. So we're super excited to kind of have the word out.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of productivity tools for our developers. Could we take a step back and could we explain what exactly this extensions are or copilots are?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll start with the IntelliJ plugin. The IntelliJ plugin, if you're a Java developer, IntelliJ is something that either you're actively using or you have definitely heard of before or have tried it before. So really the goal was to meet you as a Java developer, meet you where you are in your journey in developing your application. And ultimately what we wanted to do, so IntelliJ already had this ability to kind of connect to your MongoDB cluster, browse your data, et cetera. But we wanted to go kind of a step further than that and see how we could help you in your application development journey to make that faster and more efficient. So that was effectively the underlying goal of why we wanted to build the IntelliJ plugin. And today, in private preview, we announced some capabilities that we've already built, which are autocomplete, type validation, and being able to run queries, your Java queries, directly in a console so you don't have to translate back and forth going from Java to shell syntax when you're testing your queries. And then finally, having proactive performance insights. And the one that we demoed at the keynote today was being able to see queries that are missing index that may potentially be slow, and being able to proactively warn you about that before you hit production with something that may potentially
slow. The demo at Dot Local was very brave and it was also very interesting. And it seems like, obviously at MongoDB, we love our developers and we really think about developer productivity. Could you also talk about the VS extension as well?
Yeah, for sure. The second part to that is obviously the VS Code extension and more specifically what we announced today, which was the public preview for the Copilot extension in VS Code. And for the Copilot extension, we've seen Copilot kind of emerge as this like default IDE assistant, NIDE assistant over the years, or past couple of years especially. And we wanted to once again follow that theme of meeting developers where they are. And we wanted to supercharge Copilot to have this MongoDB domain-specific knowledge and domain-specific capability. So we deeply integrated the Copilot extension with our existing MongoDB VS Code extension so that you can do things like talk to Copilot to create queries from natural language. And because it has this deep integration with the extension, it is able to kind of know your collection schema and produce an accurate query that you can then run directly using the extension within the Copilot chat, which is super, super amazing. So I think what we really prioritized is we're going to let Copilot do its thing with LLMs and anything related to generative AI. But what we want to do is bring in the user experience that will really complement that and not kind of like force AI into our workflow, but rather see where AI can complement our workflow that we've already wanted to do for our developers. And I think we did a really good job accomplishing that. So some of the things that we introduced today are being able to talk to our documentation chatbot directly from Copilot, being able to generate natural language to query, and also being able to explore your collection schema directly with Copilot. So I'm super excited about those features.
That's so exciting. And I can imagine the productivity gain for developers here to do everything within the IDE and not have to leave the IDE to go read some documentation or some functionality. You get everything within your development environment. What is the call to actions for the people listening and watching?
Yeah, for sure. So the call to action is for the IntelliJ private preview. We have a form. We have a website on longodb.com for IntelliJ specifically. You can go and sign up on a form. As we have more slots to onboard private preview users, we're going to be slowly rolling that out to you. And the key here is that we really want to partner with you and build together something that is going to improve your workflow in terms of building applications drastically. So that's one. And for the VS Code Copilot extension, it is available in public preview today. You don't have to sign up for anything. You just go and download our VS Code MongoDB for VS Code extension from the VS Code Marketplace. And with that, if you have Copilot installed, the Copilot extension should just exist there. So you don't have to do anything else.
Wow. Exciting times ahead. And I'm looking forward to see what developers do with these extensions and this integrations as well. Thank you for your time, Gaurav. And it's been a pleasure talking today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Good day.